escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Summer of 2000, great time. Yankees and Mets heading towards a World Series. We were all preparing. We made it through Y2K. I remember that New Year's Eve, 1999 into 2000, and the fear of Y2K. I remember that. I was at a buddy's house, Andrew Michaels. We slept over after a party at his house on New Year's Eve. I remember we went upstairs late and made ourselves bologna sandwiches on bagels. For some reason, that sticks out in my mind. Me, Christian, Andrew Michaels, went up to his kitchen. His bedroom was in the basement, or we were in the basement, went upstairs, made ourselves bologna sandwiches at the end of the night at 3 o'clock in the morning after the New Year's party. I don't know why I remember that, but I do. And if I had any Mike's Amazing Mustard to go with that bologna sandwich, I would have enjoyed it. I'm telling you, I tell everybody I know how much I've always been like a spicy mustard, Goulden's like spicy mustard. The Mike's Amazing. I have a buddy, I mention him every once in a while, my buddy Mike Lieb. We always joke, Spicy Brown, we always say we're Spicy Brown fans. I called him, I'm like, you'll never guess, I just had a new mustard. You got to go try it. The Mike's Amazing is amazing. I have to admit though, the barbecues we've had here from the summer, since we're talking summer and different things as, playing songs of the summer, that's the song of the summer in 2000. I'm still on this coleslaw with my hot dog kick. And I don't know if you'd put mustard with that. But coleslaw on a hot dog, I can't get enough of it. I've had at least 4 or 5 over the summer.
Coleslaw?
Love it. It is
not
so good. No. I love sauerkraut on a hot dog. Love sauerkraut on a hot dog. That you put with spicy brown mustard and sauerkraut. But the problem with that at barbecues or block parties or 4th of July parties, you can't... Unless someone has sternos or something, you can't keep that sauerkraut hot. And by the time you go back for a second hot dog or even the first, the sauerkraut's not, you need sauerkraut to be piping hot. You can't have room temperature sauerkraut. No good. Or cold sauerkraut, not good.
I mean, but isn't warm coleslaw bad too?
Yeah, I suppose, but it stays, I don't know, it stays cold enough.
Okay.
I mean, I love coleslaw on a hot dog. Love it. Huge fan of it. Huge fan of it.
Kind of like a macaroni salad.
No. Well, it's made with mayonnaise like that. Yes,
it stays that same. I'm saying it stays that same temperature.
Yeah. I think it's fine. Okay. I haven't noticed that it's hot coleslaw. I haven't noticed that.
I've never heard the coleslaw on the hot dog.
Oh, it's amazing. I'm a huge fan. Plus, my mother happens to make really good coleslaw, and I suggest it's not very hard. You buy the pre-cut sliced cabbage and just make it. It's better than buying. Certainly, I've had KFC coleslaw before. Disgusting. It's too chopped up and too fine. I need longer strips of the cabbage. But
you're a length guy.
I'm a length guy. But yeah, you can't have finely diced like McDonald's onions. You know, McDonald's onions, the little diced onions, those are delicious on a burger, but the cabbage shouldn't be cut that fine in coleslaw. And that's what you get from store-bought coleslaw sometimes, because they probably just put it through a shredder as opposed to, but you buy the bag of shredded cabbage and you make home coleslaw, you put that bad boy in a hot dog, the best. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. These are the things we talk about. Obviously, a lot of baseball. We'll get into the football as well. Dame Lillard and the NBA and some goings-on around there. We got everything going on with the ESPYs and Karl Anthony Towns we will get to at some point. I've given you my Steelers little bit of a rant, and I'm looking forward to their season. We got to find answers for our baseball teams. I have an answer for anyone who's caught on camera at a sporting event with a significant other that is not your significant other, as what happened with the Coldplay, which is taking the world by storm right now with this CEO of this, was it astronaut or astronomer CEO, and the head of his PR department, or head of his HR department, not PR, HR department, caught it. At a Coldplay concert?
I guess that's the right person to be with, though, right?
Right? Yeah, listen. She ain't going to file any complaints. So, but, yeah, I got an easy answer for that one. Because we've seen it before, people caught on camera and suddenly, like, they kind of, like, or they don't want to kiss or stuff like that. We see that all the time. Got an easy solution. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. So all of that yet to come. We still have 3 hours to do it, all the way to 5 a.m. Let's get to Eddie in Rockland. What's up, Eddie?
What's going on, Chris?
What's going on?
First of all, you got to try a hot dog with a potato roll with potato salad and French's mustard. I know you don't like French's mustard, but
I am not. I am not a fan of I am not a fan of yellow mustard. Not that much.
So what do you do when the Yankee guy brings you the hot dog and hands you the French's yellow mustard? Because that's what they give you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I just do it, but I'm not overly excited about it. I'm not a big I don't think I've ever had French's yellow mustard in my fridge. I'm not a yellow mustard guy.
Yeah, well, finally our planets have aligned, because I'm with Pittsburgh too, not because of Rodgers, but with Howard they picked and the running back I like that they picked. But why don't you know what would be cool? Maybe you and Zoo and another couple can make like a, we could do a welcome home Aaron Rodgers game, all dressed in, you know, Rodgers stuff with signs, welcome home Rodgers.
Well, listen, I'll be rooting for the Jets that one day because I want to actually have football seasons around here. But I am going to be a big time Rodgers supporter. And if he wins and plays really well, as much as he can be obnoxious, and as much as, believe me, he's got plenty of things going well in his life, just the idea that he came back and stuck it to the Jets when they should have kept him, I'll feel good for him.
All right. And as far as your music thing, man, how do you have Bruce Springsteen over Billy Joel? I don't know, you know.
Again, I don't.
Music guy.
I don't necessarily think I do have him over Billy Joel. I prefer Billy Joel.
All right.
I'm saying the best of the best. Like, I think, in my personal opinion, Thunder Road is better than any Billy Joel song. I happen to love Thunder Road. And there is, like, a handful of Bruce Springsteen songs that I think are just really, really excellent. And I would put them on top of any Billy Joel songs. But after that, like, I think, like, if you were to tell me pick 50 of those, 50 of your favorite songs between the two artists, I think it would honestly be about 42 Billy Joel songs and 8 Bruce Springsteen songs.
That's right.
Yes.
But all the eight
might be in the top 10, though. That's the 8 that I like from Bruce.
Oh, I don't know about that.
He's got some
Dancing in the Dark, Born in the USA. You know, those are kind of like, you know, goofy songs, you know. They're in his top 10, so.
Well, I'm just, okay. But, they all have Dancing in the Dark is goofy, but what's Allentown? Or what's, Uptown Girl.
Uptown has a deep story to it.
Well, of course, I know, but I'm just saying. So does Born in the USA, but I'm saying, like, you know, what's the deep story behind Uptown Girl? Like, Billy Joel has an introvert and a depressed man looking for any kind of love, even if it's just dancing in the dark. I mean, come on.
Dancing in the Dark. All right.
I'm just saying it's not a silly song.
You keep on talking about the Giants. You're very optimistic about the Giants, and you're very optimistic. And, you know, man, just look at the schedule. They're not winning one. They're winning one game in 8 weeks, and so are the Jets.
You sure about that?
So
why?
Look, what at Washington? That's a win. Washington's gonna wipe. Remember the Dallas game when Dallas blew us out? Then you're going back to Dallas right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas is going to make a rebound. Then you got KC and the Chargers.
Okay.
Come on, man.
All right. I'm just, we'll see.
And then after KC and the Chargers work you over, you got to go to the Saints. Maybe you could win the Saints game, but then you got Philadelphia and then you're at Denver.
So no good team has ever lost to a bad team before in the NFL? Or no, I'm just saying, I think the Giants could be better than you think.
Let's go by the history, Chris. Let's not go by the future and what ifs.
That's what you're saying. You're saying what ifs. Yeah, I don't know what that, but the season's changed. What if
teams have identities? The Giants have zero identity.
It's a different team. How do you know it's a different team? It's a completely different team. How do you know what their identity is? It's year to year. The quarterback, the running back duo, the quarterback, namely, how about that? The idea that they were.
What do you think they're going to average per game points per year? Come on, let's just throw a couple.
I have no idea.
19.
Like, you're getting on me for hypotheticals. You're the king of hypotheticals. I have no idea what they're going to do. I'm just telling you that just because schedules change, we have no idea what these teams are going to look like. You have no idea. It's not like, the Chiefs are going to be good. You tell me they can't beat the Chargers. I saw the Chargers play in the playoffs and get their ass kicked. Like, the Giants can't go play the Chargers and win a football game. We've already seen Washington off of one season is so dominant that they can't go beat Washington? Of course they can. They were in the games last year with Washington.
All right. Listen. I hope for a good season, too.
Yeah.
But I just don't see it.
Yeah, but I understand you don't see it, but you're telling me, like, I'm just saying I'm optimistic. You're telling me there's one win in 8 games. How the hell do you know there's one win in 8 games? That's ridiculous. You don't know that. The schedule's tough. I'm not saying the schedule's not tough, but the idea there's one win in the first 8 games, like, stop. You have no idea. You might be right, but there might be 4 wins in the first 8 games. I don't know. Do you know what the over-under was for the Minnesota Vikings last year at the start of the year? With Sam Darnold, the lousy veteran quarterback, kicked around the NFL? Do you know what the Vikings were? So the Vikings over-under last year was 6. To start the season. I listened to a podcast with guys who know what they're talking about, and the guy told me one of the better bets in the NFL this year is the Vikings for the least wins in the NFL. And what happened? How many games they win? Kind of run they go on? Nobody expected that from the Minnesota Vikings. Nobody. Seasons change. Things are different. I have no idea what the Giants are capable of. I think that they're a better football team than they were last year. They've added defense. They've added guys in the defense to the defensive backfield. They obviously went out and drafted one of the great, one of the hopefully impact defenders of the draft. If Andrew Thomas can stay healthy, I think the offensive line can be better, and I think they upgraded massively at the quarterback position with Russell Wilson over what they were getting last year from Daniel Jones, and then when he got injured, it got even worse. So, I think the Giants have a chance to win some games. It's hard to lose 3 games. It's hard to win only 3 games in the NFL. It's hard to be that bad. So, I know the schedule is brutal. I'm not saying it's not. And you might very well be right. They might be 1-8 after 9 games. I have no idea. But the idea you want to take it to the bank, I wouldn't put any money on it just yet, bud. King George in the Bronx. What's up, George?
Live long and prosper, and anyone that goes against you, their last name may not be your last name that may not be Briscoe, but you take those who run it who go against you and dip them in Crisco. And as for Zoo, he makes sure the guys who go up against you live with the old lady who lives in a shoe and makes them go running because he just said boo. And why'd you turn it into a culinary show? There's nothing wrong with coleslaw on a frank, because when I was growing up, ask maybe a few people who are my age will tell you, when you had a lot of those Jewish delicatessen restaurants in the Bronx and Manhattan, it was a staple. Brown mustard, with coleslaw or potato salad. It was popular.
Yeah? Not potato. I can't imagine potato salad. I need the crunch of the cabbage. Potato salad, I don't think I can put on a hot dog.
If you could find another one of those Jewish deli restaurants, because the best one was Bernstein on Essex. My parents used to take me there. We'd go all the way from the Bronx to Manhattan to eat at Bernstein on the Hudson for their Franks with coleslaw and the ones with potato salad. And they had and those Jewish delis had a soda called Dr. Brown's.
Mm-hmm.
They had the best.
Yeah, I know Dr. Brown's. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Dr. Brown's soda. Yeah, I mean, listen, I remember Dr. Brown's soda, and I just can't imagine, like, I can't imagine potato salad on a hot dog.
Try it. There's one place left, Heidelberg's on 3rd Avenue.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go take a look at it. But I haven't been to Adele. I don't eat that much in Manhattan because my hours now are in the middle of the morning. So I'm very rarely in the city to go have an opportunity and get anything that would be good. Like, I've seen, it's right here. I drive by it all the time when I'm coming into work on Bleecker Street. Now, I've told you, it's not that I don't like pizza. It's just that it's lower down the list on my list than it is everyone else. You know, if you could only have one food the rest of your life, pizza. Like, everyone loves pizza. And I like pizza. Good pizza's delicious. I love pizza. If my wife was like, I'm exhausted, I don't want to cook, or you don't want to, like, let's order something. Pizza would be like the fourth thing I mentioned. I'd be like, let's get Chinese. Let's get sushi. Let's get Mexican. Pizza would be like the fifth thing. I never just go, oh, let's get a pie. Never. Now, we do it because my kids love pizza and we get it, but it's not that I don't like pizza. It's just not nearly close to my favorite food where most people feel that way, at least around here. But I drive by a place called Mama Two's on Bleecker Street, and I've seen their Instagram and their videos, and they're not just the pizza looks great, but the sandwiches I've seen look incredible. Apparently, they say it's one of the best Philly cheesesteaks in the city, plus they have a pesto chicken vodka sandwich. It looks amazing. So I've always said I want to stop and get there, but I drive by it all the time, but it's at 11 o'clock at night. Or 1 o'clock in the morning. I eat nothing but places out in Warwick. That's it. That's the extension of where I eat out. That's it. Rob and Edison. What's up, Rob?
Hey, Chris. How about Jim Carrey from Mad Dog Russo in your movie?
Jim Carrey from Mad Dog Russo. Not bad. I could see that, definitely.
Yeah, he has all the mannerisms and everything like that. I think it would be funny. But anyway.
Yeah.
I got something about the Yankees and baseball overall that I think no one's talking about. So you're very big on the Yankees winning this division, the AL East.
I still think they're going to win the AL East, yes.
But you know that if they don't catch the Astros and if they're not the second overall team in the American League, winning the division actually doesn't matter. You're not getting a bye. Nobody's talking about that.
You're right. You would still get home. You would still get all three games at home. You want to win the division, but you're right. You would not get a bye unless you are a top two, the third division.
Top wild card gets home in the first round also. So actually the 3 and 4, no difference whatsoever.
Well, in the first round, I suppose no difference. Moving forward, if you make it to the ALCS and so does the lower seed, you would have home. But you want to win the division. But you're right. If they are the third division, the advantage is not nearly as great. That is a fair point. Being the top wild card and the third division winner is virtually the same thing. The only difference could be if you win the ALDS after the wild card round, there's a chance you could play a lower seed in the ALCS. So, but that's a minimal one. You're not wrong. It would be the same thing. You both get all three games of the wild card series in your building, and then you would go on the road to the next round. So you're right. They would have to win the division and have a better record than the Astros or the Tigers to get the bye. But you still want to win the division. You want to win the division. You want to win the division and guarantee yourself.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At least, you know, one being division champs, and two, you get the guaranteed game at home. And then, because what if you, theoretically, you could have a worse record than the wild card? I don't think that's the way it would shake out here. But theoretically, you could have a worse record than the wild card. That's the advantage of it. You don't have to worry about being the top wild card, because if the wild card numbers start to come up from, it would probably be out west, right? Say Seattle, or because if they win the division right now, those are the play-in. But like say Texas gets hot, Seattle gets hot, you want to win the division to make sure you get that bye. You don't have to worry about beating out other teams for the wild card spot. But that probably will be this. It probably won't matter. The top division, the top wild card teams are probably coming out of the east. So, but we'll see. I still want to win the division. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Joe in the Bronx. What's up, Joe?
C-Mac, sorry, I got cut off yesterday. I was at work. And
no problem.
Something came up. C-Mac, I got two things. I was just, first of all, you and Zoo, I think, are great together.
Oh, thank you.
You guys got the best show. You I've always followed, I've always listened to. The first thing I want to know, I had not got to see the documentary about David Wright,
yes,
on SNY.
The Right Way, yeah. I had something with the kids. I got home. I didn't know it started so early. It started at 6:30. I was figuring 8 o'clock, prime time. Nothing going on tonight. I don't know. So I saw the last hour of it, and I DVR'd the next showing, which was at 9 o'clock, and I didn't have a chance to watch the beginning. So I saw from the 2006 team on. It was good. It was
okay. Well, see, that'll look forward to, because I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. The other thing, while I was listening to the previous, two calls ago, the gentleman said regarding the hot dogs. I retired PD, and I actually did the Yankee Stadium detail for 2 years. I did it for '93 and '94, the strike season.
Okay.
There's a place that's still a stone's throw away. It's called Court Deli up there. I'm not thing, you know, they do have that. And the hot dogs with the potato salad and the mustard, C-Mac, you have to try it.
Because really?
I never thought that I would want it. I got one for one of my bosses the one time. Me and him had it. My grandfather, who was Irish, told me about that, and he did it one time. Well, C-Mac, you're not going to be displeased at all. I just want to give that to you.
All right.
And
it's tradition. It's like potato salad, mayonnaise, potato salad.
Potato salad, but the way it comes off on I said, and I'm very picky with things like that.
Yeah.
And their hot dogs are great.
Sure.
And they have the ones that they steam. C-Mac, you won't. I want Zoo to have it too. And I just want you guys. But C-Mac, thanks for taking the call, man.
You got it, buddy. I appreciate it. Yeah. To me, it's the crunch of the coleslaw that is so good with it. But I guess I got to try potato salad. I got to tell my mother or my wife to make potato salad, because I grill and I cook a little bit. And I'm great with a crock pot, that's for sure. I just bought a big chuck roast to make this kind of pot roast that I make in the. I throw it together early in the morning and I fall asleep. I wake up, it's ready for dinner. But I am not a salad maker. All that. I don't like mixed potato. Although I do make chicken salad. That's true. And chicken, my favorite thing about chicken salad, what's a really good, bread and butter pickles. Tuna salad, chicken salad, I do it with both. You take bread and butter pickles, you throw a little bit of the juice from the bread and butter pickles into the chicken salad, and then you just fine chop up a lot of the bread and butter pickle chips in there. Excellent. Love that. An MLT, the mutton, lettuce, tomato, and the mutton is nice and lean. You guys, Princess Diary fans? Because that's a classic movie. What a great cameo by Billy Crystal. And you know what's another great cameo? Since I'm just stream of thought here at 2:27 in the morning. Billy Crystal has an incredible, if you want to call it cameo, I guess, in The Princess Bride, where he's the witch doctor? I don't even know what to say. The healer, whatever. He's only mostly dead. And the MLT, the mutton, lettuce, and tomato, that whole scene in when he revives the main character in the dreaded Pirate Roberts in Princess Diary. Princess Diary. Anyway, he also has one in a movie you're going to be surprised. The Rock, The Tooth Fairy. It's an awful movie. It's not very good.
Horrific.
Yeah, it's really not very good. It's a bad Disney movie. He plays an aging minor league hockey player who is a defenseman, and he's known for his hard hits and he knocks people's teeth out. So he's called the Tooth Fairy. But then he actually becomes a Tooth Fairy, and there's a whole elaborate Tooth Fairy network and everything. It's a dumb, stupid movie. But Billy Crystal has a cameo as the guy who gives him all the stuff he needs to be a tooth fairy, like special dog quieting potion and the stuff that makes you small so you can get into the house, or almost like in the James Bond movies, the guy James Bond goes to get the cars and the guns and the specialty things and everything. Like he's the tooth fairy version of that. The tooth fairies all go to him to get all the stuff that helped them do their jobs. And he's hilarious in it. Hilarious. There's one scene, he's walking the Rock around, giving him all the stuff and being sarcastic and playing tricks on him. The movie is god-awful, but Billy Crystal's really good in it. I don't know. It came up while I was watching it with the kids, and Billy Crystal is hilarious in it. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Having a little fun. Talking food, talking music, talking Billy Crystal, Billy Joel, Bruce Springsteen, whatever else is on the table. What do you got, Zoo? I can tell you, ready to chime in.
Hey, I think it's about time to talk about CEO talk, maybe after the break.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that. If you haven't seen the video of this CEO who gets caught at a Coldplay concert, we'll play it for you. Do you have the audio? I guess it's not that big a deal, right?
Nah, the audio is just the music anyway.
But Coldplay kind of comes on, and he says, I don't know if they're having an affair or whatever, but there was a guy caught on camera, listening to the music, with his arms wrapped around someone that wasn't his wife. And then it's kind of obvious once the camera goes to him. If you haven't seen it, go Google it. It's the biggest thing trending right now.
You got a couple of minutes really quickly.
Yeah. You got a couple of minutes during the break. I'm going to go get a cup of coffee. We'll come back. We'll have a little fun with that. And something that's just obvious to me. It's very difficult sometimes to do the obvious thing. But I'll tell you what that is. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Quick break. Be right back. I have yet to hear this song.
You're not a big TikTok guy, then.
I am not a big TikTok guy, no. I don't have TikTok.
All over TikTok.
The number one song in the country right now, as we've been kind of doing that theme all morning long on this summer Friday.
Bro, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, go please, by all means.
But there is a little bit of a funny story with this, because today was the day, I guess, they revealed the new week of songs and the top 100 and everything. And So Drake had a new song that came out.
Mm-hmm.
And Drake was not too happy that he lost out on the number one spot to this song, which has been number one for a few weeks now.
Okay.
So Drake tweeted about this. He said something along the lines of, like, you know, I'm coming for that spot and I'm taking it from whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so this guy, Alex Warren, then decided to go onto his TikTok, make a little video. And he was just simple. He was dancing to Drake's last song that came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know this, but, you know, good people out there online, they do their deep dives and they inform us of things. So somebody nicely went back and they looked at Drake's last song and how it performed, and it peaked at number two on the chart. So a little subtle dig, and I thought that was pretty funny.
How about that?
Hey.
Alex Warren, who I've never heard of, taking it to Drake, who is one of the most successful recording artists of all time.
Hey, Drake is looking like Karl Anthony Towns nowadays. He's taking shots from everybody.
Yeah, how about that? But yeah, so that is the number one song. I figured, like, this is like the halfway point of the summer already. It's so crazy to me. Right? June, July, August. We're halfway through July. That's it. We got another month and a half, and c'est la vie, back to football season, as we've talked a little bit about. But let's talk about this thing just real quick, because not that I'm interested in helping cheaters necessarily, because I guess I'm not. What are you giving advice to cheaters? I was listening to you this morning. Why are you giving advice to cheaters? What, are you want to try and help them? I can just see my wife very upset with me.
How come you know so good? How come you know what to say?
Why are you so interested in trying to help them? How come you have thoughts about how to get through cheating?
Sounds like you got experience.
Yeah. Something easy. I don't know. But there's nothing you don't know, honey. I'm literally here or at home. That's it. I sleep during the day. When would I have time? But anyway, like, I'm going to Coldplay concerts with other people.
I saw you with Margaret.
See, now you shouldn't even use the name. Now I'm going to get, who's Margaret? There is no Margaret. I don't know what he's talking about. No one's called Margaret anymore. So yeah, this thing that's obviously huge right now on social media. There was a CEO, I guess, and we know it's a CEO. We know it was the head of HR. Somehow we know all of this already. But whoever the case may be, there was a CEO, and it looked like in a suite on the, like, over a balcony at a Coldplay concert. And he's got his arms wrapped around a woman, and they're listening. And I guess Coldplay kind of does the fan cam, like at baseball games or sporting events. We've seen a lot. And they go to this, and it's an enormous screen throughout the concert. So they're playing music and going from fan to fan. And they jump to this couple. He's got his arms wrapped around her waist from behind, and they're listening to the music and everything. And then all of a sudden, when it cuts to him, it's obvious they don't want to be on camera. She immediately turns around and runs away. If you haven't seen this, it's everywhere. She immediately, like, turns her face and tries to hide. He goes, ducks down, and recognizes it. And even Chris Martin, the Coldplay lead singer, like, references, they're either having an affair or have no idea, wanted to be on. And obviously they are having an affair. And it's everywhere. And apparently, you know, again, we don't even know. There's been like six different statements released. They're all fake, of this CEO, you know, making an announcement. There's one that I think most people believe. I don't think it's true, but he's like blaming Coldplay a little bit for it at the end. He's like, you know, it's really, that was a private moment, and it's none of your, you know, blah, 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 blah. I don't think any of these releases are true. If I were him, I would just not say anything for a while. But apparently, it was like the head of his HR, the company that he's the CEO for, was like the HR person. And his wife apparently has already dropped the last name from her social media accounts. Like, who knows what's going on here? But I just couldn't help but think, And it reminded me, and this is going to sound weird, but it reminded me of a conversation that Sal and BT were having the other day about how to handle yourself if you ever come into contact with a black bear. And it reminded me because it's very simple. Stay calm, right? You don't run away. And I've heard this too because I live up in Orange County, New York. I get a bear that goes through my garbage twice a year. At the beginning, when they first wake up at the beginning of spring, and when they end at the end of the fall, when they go to hibernate, I typically at least twice a year get my garbage gone through by a bear. So I live, and I've seen bear on the road. But if you come into contact with a black bear, you are supposed to either, you know, try and make yourself look big and imposing, speak calmly, like, you know, like, leave me alone, like that kind of thing. And you're not supposed to show fear. You're supposed to stand there. You're not supposed to run away because they'll chase you. Like, you're supposed to, in the moment, just stay calm and stand there. And my advice to anyone, because we've seen these before, these kiss cams or fan things, and you see all of a sudden they start to look the other way. This is not new. If the man, and if this CEO and whoever he was, you know, hugging, let's just call it hugging, in that moment, if they just stood and stayed calm and acted like everything was perfectly normal, this would not be a thing. Nobody would know. The people at that Coldplay concert would know. But that is it. That's it. Now, unless his wife was there, and I'm assuming she wasn't, she wouldn't have seen it. And even if someone she knew saw it and called her, like, there's no proof. You're not going to call Coldplay and say, get me the videos from the, like, there's plausible deniability. No, what are you talking about? Yeah, I had my arm around her. We're friends. You know Carol. You know Margaret. Like, yeah.
And you know what else, bro? As soon as you do that, it cues off everybody in the audience that you're up to something.
Well, that's the point.
Nobody's posting that video.
No, it's a nothing if they just stand there and look, even if they look awkward and just, like, look off. The ducking away and running away from it is what made this thing go viral.
And it wasn't even like they ducked and like or just turned away. They ran out of sight.
They ran out of sight. You got to stay in there and just own it. If you just own it, nobody's going to know. Nobody knows who that dude is. This is not a story. Just don't run from it. You got to just embrace it and stand there and hope the camera gets off you immediately. And listen, it's not like you got caught in the deed. You talk your way out of it, or at least say, oh, I know. Well, listen, she's really into the music. You know we're friends. I don't know something. You can't make it so obvious that you can't even be seen together. So stay calm. If for whatever reason you take, you know, someone who is not your significant other to a Met game, if you go see the David Wright, hopefully see Lindor become named captain on Saturday, and the kiss cam goes to you, just politely decline, but don't make it seem uncomfortable. You're living your life. You made this decision to go to this event with this person. Own it. That's it. It's so simple. Pretend it's a black bear and just stay in the moment. Because running is the worst thing you could do. Running is the worst thing you could do. This is everywhere now. This poor guy. Like it's now. Look, the other thing is we go through stuff quickly. And we'll be done with it in a day or two. Something else will pop up that will be the new sensation. But just own it, man. The running is what makes it worse.
And it's funny. You talk about how much this blew up. I saw online, if you just type in Coldplay,
yeah,
one of the tweets that pops up is the St. Louis Cardinals who tweeted a picture of them. I think it was Wilson Contreras hugging somebody in
yes,
the dugout.
I did see that. I saw another one. It was like Pujols and someone else.
That's what it was. Yeah. It was Pujols.
Yeah. Waiting for Fix You or something like that. Yeah, no.
I mean, like, that's how big this is. Oh, could you imagine if you got caught like that and now the St. Louis Cardinals are using you as a meme?
Oh,
that's tough. Now it's over. One. Like, you know what I mean?
No.
You could have just done what you said,
that's
bro,
it. You
wouldn't have these issues. You know what? Maybe somebody tweets it out, but that video's getting 10 likes because there's a million Coldplay songs that are online. You have every concert video of Coldplay online.
Right.
But the fact that you ran away, cued everybody off, and now you are a meme that's being used by
forever.
Major League Baseball.
No, it's gonna be in an episode of The Simpsons next year. It's gonna be spoofed in you know The Simpsons and like it. You can't run from it.
South Park's gonna have a whole episode.
Yeah, right. Exactly. They had like an Ashley Madison website. Maybe they could have an Ashley Madison sporting events. Come down.
The Ashley Madison League? The AML?
Just like, oh, no fear, please.
Bro.
Bring your side piece down to... Oh, it's having a fair Wednesday. And
it's side piece Sunday at Yankee Stadium.
At Yankee Stadium.
Worth 15,000.
Right. You get a burner phone and an
you get a burner phone and a free $200 gift card to Holiday Inn.
And a tracking device that you can put in the seat next to in the person next to you.
Oh.
We will have coaches there to talk you through any sort of possible outcome.
We will have coaches that will show you how to refrain from getting yourself caught.
Remember, deny. T-shirts that say, she's my sister.
Throwing out the first pitch, the CEO who was caught at the Coldplay concert.
Right.
Meet and greets before the game. $20.
Yeah.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's so funny. 888-808-1019. Let's get to Steve in Rockland. What's up, Steve?
Man, that was quite a journey from the Coldplay concert to the Bears.
That's true. That is, it just reminded me of the idea of just stay calm and don't run. That's what you do when you meet a black bear, and that's what you do if you're caught on camera with someone who's not your spouse.
You know, I actually have a bear story, a real-life bear story that, you know, I was living in Alaska, and I was in the back of a pickup truck well into the wilderness.
Okay.
And a very large brown grizzly bear.
Well, that is a different story. If you see a grizzly bear, you run.
Chris, this only gets better.
Okay.
And on flat ground, those things can move well north of 30 miles an hour.
Sure.
And I was in a pickup truck in the back, and there was no cap.
Right.
And the guy who was driving, I don't know what he was thinking, but you know, eventually, you know, Jurassic Park, you know, that scene where
sure.
they drive.
Jeff Goldblum in the back of the pickup
exactly.
truck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it was, and it was, and I was like, oh my God, that happened to me. I said, do you think you could drive a little bit faster? I said, are you looking in the side? And this guy thought it was very funny. Well, when we got to a safer place, anyway, it was one of those
yeah, scary,
Jurassic Park moments.
Yeah, I'm sure that was a scary moment. Yeah.
Oh, good. The thing was huge. And you know, when they're very angry when they get up on their hind legs
mm-hmm.
and they start making a lot of noise.
Right.
Because you have imposed on their territory. All right, enough of the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
So two things, Chris. First of all, with the Giants, you know, I want to share your optimism, you know, and I kind of like that Abdul Carter was looking to get LT's jersey and everything, but it's what I always say. You know, on draft day, everybody's going to the Hall of Fame. And, you know, before these guys ever play it down, you know, they are whatever. They can build themselves up. I would like to – I'm agreeing with you. You know, I want to say the glass is half full. Improved player, quarterback.
Yeah.
And please that they hit on Abdul Carter – the way they didn't hit exactly on Thibodeau and Evan Neal.
We'll find out. I mean, listen, I'm assuming yes. Carter's going to be great, but we don't know.
Right. That's all. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all. Now, there's something about Anthony Volpe, and it hit me, that it's not that I don't want him to play. It's not that I don't want him to work his way through it or anything. But it was something else that triggered something. And it was when he was saying how well he was playing mm-hmm. about a week ago. And who did that exactly remind me of immediately? One of my least favorite players that the Yankees ever had, Ian Kennedy.
Why would be one of your least favorite players the Yankees ever had?
Oh, because that guy would get lit up. He was getting lit up for like 10 earned runs in three innings. And I'll never forget, he got into it. Kim Jones would not let him. It was this post-game thing. He was like, no, I did great out there today. I was throwing the ball well. And she was like, really?
Yeah, that's a weird one that Ian Kennedy is your least favorite. You want to say it reminded you of a particular interview, that's fine. But Ian Kennedy actually went on to have a really good career. All-star, pitched really well. You could argue of the three, right? It was Jabba Chamberlain. It was obviously Ian Kennedy, and then it was obviously Phil Hughes. That was like the three young pitchers that the Yankees, you could argue that Ian Kennedy had the best career of the three. It's clearly better than Jabba. It's Phil Hughes and Ian Kennedy. Now, Phil Hughes was an integral part of a championship in 2009 out of the bullpen. Jabba pitched in out of the bullpen too, but he wasn't as good, wasn't as important as Phil Hughes was in that. And then he went on to have a couple good years with Minnesota. But Ian Kennedy, let me just double check Ian Kennedy's numbers. I think Ian Kennedy went on to probably even have a better career.
I feel like it didn't really click for him, though, until he went to the bullpen, which was a little later on. That's the only reason I would give Phil Hughes the nod.
Let me see. He was Ian Kennedy. I mean, Phil Hughes was definitely a better pitcher for the Yankees. But career-wise, he pitched 17 seasons. 17 seasons. I don't think Phil Hughes made 17 seasons.
No, not close.
He has a career ERA of 4.16. I was wrong. I thought he was an All-Star one year. He was not an All-Star. He did in 2011 for the Diamondbacks, went 21-4, pitched 22 innings, had an ERA of 2.88, 21-4. That's a very good year. So he had some really good years with the Diamondbacks there. I mean, that's a really good year. He pitched 222 innings to a 2.88 ERA, 21-4. I would venture to say that's as good as any year Phil Hughes ever had, but again, 20 years in the major leagues. 17 years in the major leagues. That was a good career. He's getting a full pension, whole nine. 888-808-1019. All right, quick break. Maybe a little bit more into sports as we go forward here at 3 o'clock. Still some basketball stuff to do, but of course, baseball. Mets open. Baseball back. Mets open tonight at home against the Cincinnati Reds. Sean Manaea back on the mound for the Mets. How important is that? Are we looking forward to Vientos here in the second half? Are we looking forward to Juan Soto? And if we say that players play to the back of their baseball cards, and we look at Juan Soto's runners and scoring position numbers, he has a lot of work to do in the second half. That could be a monster second half. Jeff Passan's already putting out there he believes he's going to lead the league in home runs in the second half. What kind of second half can Juan Soto have for the New York Yankees opening up on the road with a series with Toronto following, which could be the biggest series of the year, three games back in Toronto? Baseball's back. How do they improve themselves at the trade deadline? And what are we looking for moving forward from players within the organization right now? Plus the basketball, plus the football, all of it on the table. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Be right back.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.